Hello, everyone. I'm back for just a little short hi and goodbye until next time. I have a very, very special guest on. Well, I don't even need to introduce him, so I'm going to let him say hi.
How's it going? This is Johnny Mead. How are you saying so far?
That's Moon.
That's Moon.
How are you, Johnny? Johnny's not at his computer, so... I called
No, I'm not celebrating with a few of my friends in someone's house. We were training today, so we had dinner and all that, and we just brought in the new year. We're just playing a few games.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of crack there, and we had a glass of champagne or whatever, and brought in the new year. So we have to say Happy New Year to you as well, and everyone else listening.
Everybody's going crazy.
It's not New Year's where you are, is it?
No, we still got about 2 3/4 hours.
Oh, right. Actually, the Irish are probably just only starting now. Like, it's after 2 o'clock. I say they're only getting drunk now.
Five says, go on, you big lump of shite moonhead.
Thanks very much. I haven't been on the air for a long time now. And, I came on with Vin one night. I was a bit annoyed over a few things I seen on the news and stuff like that and what was going on. So I was kind of annoyed, you know, how the guards were treating people and how they're trolling into, you know, like police, if you want to say it like that, like the way America was going. And I just rang in to Vin, and I got on to, I think, Gillian's show as well for a little while, and a bit of crack anyway, so.
Yeah.
You never know what can happen this year. I might come back on a few shows. Yeah, I know Sean was doing a show tonight, and he was inviting all the guests on, and I was going to if I was at home, but I just went out tonight. I said, fuck it, know yourself.
Yep. Vibe says
that. Any New Year's resolutions, no?
For me?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I just want to rededicate myself to doing this. I know I had about 3 weeks off because of being in the hospital and that, and trying to get my head straight.
But
I think just a rededication.
Well, look, I found it hard. You know, when I left, it was most of my life. You know what I mean? The year I'd done it, you're there the whole time, and it's a lot of, you know, time and energy taken. You know, it's not easy. It is easy in a way, but it's not easy doing it all the time. And, you know, a lot of the whole staff here, you know, they put in a serious amount of work. And it is a job, but it's a job that you don't get paid. Like, you know what I mean? It's very hard to keep doing it. And other things in your life is going on around you. And like how I just felt was, you know, I'm talking about all these things and I'm on about living and how to change your life. But yes, I'm not actually living because it was always on the computer or the radio the whole time. So
yeah,
I had to kind of start living again, you know, start being out with people, you know. And I think that, like, even what I learned, like with sovereignty and stuff like that, it's such a thing that, you know, how do I say it? It's a private learning thing, even though we all talk about it in this, but it's such a private thing, if you can understand what I'm saying. You know, you don't go around and start talking to people about what's right and good the whole time, you know. It's a private thing. You should know.
I do.
But in my head, that's how sovereignty is. Because the minute I found out about sovereignty and kind of understood it, I realized that, hold on, I'm not being taught this. I know this. I know this already.
That's right.
Do you know what I kind of... So, you know, living now is different than before because of, in a way, sovereignty for me. And, you know, sovereignty is not just one thing to me. It's everything. It's how I live. It's what I eat. It's what I do. It's how I react every minute of the day, how I meet people, how I do everything in life. You know what I mean? So I just find that I don't know if I could ever, like, even that pressure of saying, oh, your show is on a Saturday night at 9 o'clock between 12 or 9 and 12. It's very hard to do it constantly. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Did you ever find that yourself even?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's don't get me wrong. I always have, the site open. I'm always there logged in and everything, but, I'm always doing some. And it's great in one way for me that I am doing things, you know, to be on the outside and you know, getting healthy and stuff like that. Like, I'm not doing bad things for myself. So, you know, the radio was always a great thing for me head to let out what was going on in my head, like a psychiatrist or a psychologist or something like that. You know what I mean? When you just let it out, what's in your head out. But when people start agreeing with you, start going, Jesus, Charlie, I can understand. Yeah, you're right there. I found that very strange. Because usually people be saying to me, listen, you're a lunatic, you're mad. Would you fuck off, don't you? Stop. You know? And here, it was like, Johnny, you're brilliant, you're this and that. And I was like, I can't handle that. You know? Get out of me first. So, yeah, that's it. My resolutions, anyway, for the years, I have to do loads of stretches. That's my big resolution this year.
That's okay.
I'm going to do loads of stretches.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go. You're over there at your mate, so have a good party.
I will indeed. Listen, thanks very much. Fair folks to you for ringing, and Happy New Year to you and everyone else.
Thanks, Johnny. You too. Have a good night.
Love all that. Right. Talk to you in a bit.
All right, everyone. Johnny didn't want to talk very long. He was getting ready to leave his mates, having a good party over there, so I asked him for 2 or 3 minutes, and he ended up giving me about 5. So, everyone, I'll see you next Wednesday. I'm Stephen Roberts. This has been Cancel the Kabbalah. It's been great to hear Johnny Meath once again.